So in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 6, this is letter number 1762, Baruch Hashem, dated the 7th day of Menachem Mov, Tavshin Beis, Brooklyn. The great titles, the Rebbe addressed it is to the Rabbi Avrom Eliezer Sheyichya HaKoyen, Rabbi Yalus. He was the rabbi in Philadelphia. And he was a very strong follower of the Rebbe. You know, he wasn't a Chabadnik in the full sense, but he was a rabbi and very influential. And he was very, very close with the Rebbe. So, the Rebbe says, I did receive your letter, dated Rosh Chodesh Menachemov, in about which you write the Yortzeit of the 10th day of the month of Menachem, which is Menachemov. And the Rebbe just is referencing, the Rebbe says that perhaps you mention in your letter that maybe this is the difference between King Shaul and King David. We know that King Shaul was a very righteous person and his kingdom didn't last much. He lost his Shemuel HaNavi. Hashem wasn't happy with Shemuel and he lost it. And David HaMelech, his kingdom lasted and it actually is lasting till Melech Mashiach, which is a descendant of King David. So he says that he wants to explain, the reason is maybe, that's what he's writing to the Rebbe, that Shaul did not have any real connections with all types of his generation. Maybe he only connected with the elite, he only connected with the tzaddikim, he only connected with the perfect. So, therefore, his government didn't last. But David, on the other hand, he was associated himself and he connected himself with all kinds of people. That's why it lasted. That's looks like, again, I don't have the whole long thing. I just see the Rebbe says to him that he wants to make the distinction. But the Rebbe says, well, this is actually a very clear statement of our sages of blessed memory in the Talmud. It says over there, clearly, how come the Gemara says the government of Shaul, the kingdom of Shaul, did not last? And the Gemara says, because there was nothing wrong. He was like so perfect. It was no doifi. It was just perfect. It was a perfect government. And the rule is that ein mamidin panes ala tzibur, you cannot put a point, a leader over the community, unless he has, it says, wait, the Gemara uses it, unless he has a bucket full with insects on his back, which means to say, reason why the Gemara says the simple meaning is that if the king gets too arrogant, then we tell him, hey, you know, you got to take care. You got some things hanging behind you. You know, you got a kupush al shlotzim behind you. So, but the Rebbe says, but what it means, really, if you look at the language over here, it can only be behind you. In other words, the kupa of shiratzim should not be in front of you. So it shouldn't be so big, but it should be something, shouldn't be perfect, so that he shouldn't become overly arrogant over the community. But there needs to be that matter. Which means the Rebbe is saying that the king needs to be able to associate to people that are not perfect as well. Can't only be. A king needs to be able to associate also and not become too absorbed in himself and his kingdom and his governance. But it has to be in the back, which means it shouldn't be, in front. Now, this is, we're talking about generally speaking. You don't want a king to be this perfect in everything perfect. You want, not in the back. But the Rebbe says also specifically, there's a known story of the Mittler Rebbe, that there was somebody came to the Rebbe, and And the Rebbe stopped the visits. The people used to come ask some spiritual guidance, and he stopped the visit. Why did he stop? Because, and then later on, he went back and he started seeing people again. So they asked, Rebbe explained later on, he says, when somebody comes to me and asks me for some advice in some spiritual matters or some failings or something wrong that they did, so the Rebbe says, I need to be able to associate to that person what he's feeling. So I got to find within myself something in a very refined, in a small matter, how I too have something of that negativity in myself on a very small level before I can answer. And the Rebbe basically said, this person came in and he was so off that I couldn't find anything in myself that I should be able to be of help to him, because he was like so far away. So therefore he had to stop. So here also you see that even the Rebbe says that he can't answer a question when he needs to corrections until you got to find in yourself in some thin, some small way. And the Rebbe brings out, how can we explain this in the literal, I mean, this is the Rebbe saying that, but how could we explain this logically? So it says, we find in the expounding of our sages, so that in the Pasuk, in Shmois Chof Gimel Chof Aleph, Hashem says, I will send an angel in front of you. And Hashem is warning, he says, Al Tamer Boy, don't rebel against him, because Ki Lo Yisali Peshachem, he won't forgive your sins. You know, he's not going to tolerate any sins. So the Gemara explains, our sages explain, because he's from the group that never sins. I mean, he's like perfect. That angel is from that group that never sins, and therefore they don't have no tolerance, they don't have no acceptance of people that make a mistake. So basically, if you have a leader and you have somebody, they must be able to find or be able to appreciate other people that have make mistakes, that people that are not perfect. And that is when they can become a leader. Because if they are like this perfect people, they will never be able to understand those who have failings. And that's why they need to be able to find them themselves as well. And the Rebbe brings another, who says, if you want to look into this subject matter of Shaul and David, and basically the Rebbe is saying, Shaul was this perfect leader. It says he was 1 year old when he was king. How could, the Rebbe doesn't bring it down here. How could he be 1 year old? He said he was like a 1 year old. Like, 1 year old doesn't do any sin. So he was like never sin. But if you want to look on further in Shaul and David, in the Sefer Likutim for the Arizal, in Shmuel Aleph, in Kapitel Yutes, chapter 19, the Rebbe also is placing the booklet that came out, the edition to the Shimas Eicha that has been published recently. And the Rebbe says, sure, it'll reach you before the Yahrzeit, because he says Yud Menachem, and this is still 7 Menachem, so I guess it's going to get there. And the Rebbe ends with a blessing that these days should turn to joy, happiness, Sosin, and Simcha very, very soon. So here we see a tremendous lesson that how much is important for the leaders to be able to appreciate what the people are, their shortcomings, and then they can be real leaders. And once heard an expression, that's why the Eibishter said to Moshe Rabbeinu that he should remove his shoes when he Admas Kodesh, to tell us that a leader, if he has his shoes on, he doesn't feel what's going on. Everything, you know, when you're feet are bare, you don't have shoes on, then you can feel a crack, a stone, something that hurts you. But if you put on the shoes, then you protect yourself, you don't feel. So the message for Moshe as he's becoming a leader is to remove your shoes, basically. You have to be sensitive and appreciate who the people are, and that makes you into a true leader.